It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, November 8th, 2010. I'm John Moe. America is impatiently waiting for the economy to recover and unemployment to drop. The good news? There's a lot of work to be had online in a rapidly growing industry. The bad news? It pays pennies. Jonathan Zittrain is co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He joins us occasionally for what we call mind-blowing Mondays. Jonathan, let's start with Amazon.com. They have this program called Mechanical Turk, where you can sign up to perform simple tasks online for pennies or fractions of pennies per task. What kinds of things are people doing there?
So a classic task could be, here's a picture, tell me what's in the picture. And for a penny, you see a picture of a guy carrying some boxes, and you say, boxes. It's like, great, there's a penny. Now you move on to the next one, and there's 12,000 more where that came from. There's a company called SamaSource that aspires to bring these kinds of tasks into refugee camps. And you just give people, or they might already have, mobile phones. They don't have to be the latest smartphones. And there's enough you can show on the screen and enough buttons they can press that will far away be doing something useful enough to someone else that that person can be earning a penny each time.
So you have people in refugee camps, coffee shops, living rooms, everywhere, literally working for pennies.
And in fact, some people have said, why even pay them a penny? So Louise Von Ann at Carnegie Mellon has this brilliant set of ideas around what he calls GWAP, games with a purpose. And he has, for the image labeling tasks, simply done a game online called the ESP game. And you go to his site and you see a picture and you give a label. And if it matches the label of your other player, whom you don't know, it's somebody else online, you each score points. So there are some people, Louise says, who play the game for over 20 hours a week. And they're not getting paid anything.
What are the implications of all this anonymization of everything going on?
Well, there are a number of implications for the anonymization of the work. Not long after the disputed elections in Iran, where there were a number of protesters and the government cracked down pretty hard, they couldn't identify all the protesters. So they started putting the pictures up online and importuning anybody who knew who they were to send in their identity. Now, imagine putting that onto Mechanical Turk or another platform where you simply start with all of the ID card photos of all the people in Iran, 72 million photos. And then you say, here's one photo we're trying to match up against them. And you make it a repetitive task, groups of four or something. Is the photo on the left among any of the four on the right? And lather, rinse, repeat, roughly $16,000, $17,000 later, you'll have a match. Or why pay at all? You can put that into a kind of game,
right,
where you earn points. And you can have kids on a Saturday having a great time, keeping out of trouble by matching up Iranian protesters.
It's not so different from amihotornot.com.
Right, except it's am I going to be arrested or not,
right,
and you don't even know it. It's almost like a site that's am I something or am I something else?
Yeah.
You don't even know what quality you're rating when you rate it.
You can hear more of my talk with Jonathan Zittrain. He tells me about an online tool for word processing called Soylent. You'll never guess what it's made of. That's at marketplacetech.org.
So that is super flat.
Today's celebrity app review comes courtesy of singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash. Roseanne has an iPhone and a guitar that needs tuning.
Of course, these strings need to be changed.
Roseanne Cash, what app has become indispensable, valuable, attractive in your life?
Besides Plant vs. Zombies. No, my indispensable app is my guitar tuner. It's called ClearTune. It can tune to 1/100th. Of a semitone. You know, none of the old visual or analog even tuners were that precise.
Well, now you play a kind of, you play Americana music.
Are you going to say, so it doesn't matter if you're in tune?
No. I was going to say, like, is it strange to be playing a lot of like these old songs and then using an iPhone?
Oh my God, I love that mashup.
Now, if you could find a way of mashing up the tuner with Plants vs. Zombies.
Will you fix that for me? Will you do that?
Okay.
Will you invent that?
I'll get right on that. Roseanne Cash, thank you.
Thanks so much. That was fun.
A big welcome to listeners of KUT 90.5 in Austin, Texas. Glad to have you aboard. What a wonderful city you have. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.